from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. And someone just texted this in on our Xfinity mobile text line. You know who you are. Thank you so much for texting us. But he said, hey, you know, if Ayuk got targeted as much as CeeDee Lamb, then his numbers would be even better than CeeDee Lamb. Okay, so, I fail to see why that's ever relevant when we do that. First of all, if your sentence starts with an if, you don't know that to be true.
Exactly, it's second a hypothetical.
Second of all, if you'd like the 49ers to be a worse team, go right ahead. Like, is that Brandon's point? You're going to come into negotiations and be like, you know what? If you guys would stop diversifying the offense so much and you would just huck the ball around to me as if I was Tyreek Hill, then two things would happen. I could make more money and we could go home earlier each offseason. If you'd like, why don't we do that? Like, why would someone argue that? No. You don't get to play the if the Niner offense were different because he's trying to get a contract from the 49ers. That's his company. They do business the way they do business.
Exactly.
They drafted him. They have a lot to do with his success as well. And by the way, the money he supposedly wants, if you want to play that game, who cares if you win the football game? Throw the ball to him every time. Okay, then go be a Patriot. Go.
Had a chance to.
Go. Yeah. 33 in a year. 33.5 a year. Go. Brandon said no. So that, to me, robs that point. You were offered CD money. You said no.
Close to it, yeah.
You said no.
Yep. You said no to it because you want to be a 49er. You want to get, you want to have your cake and you want to eat it too.
There you go.
Is the old expression, and it makes sense. And that's what Brandon wants. And so he wants to be a Niner, but he wants to get as much as he can. And they've done a lot to enable that very belief because they haven't signed him and they haven't drawn a line in the sand. And so they've played along with his trade request and they had trades in place. And then he said no to those trades and then they've negotiated with him and their numbers come up. So they've done a lot to make him feel more empowered than they definitely had to. They've given him a lot more of that feeling that he's got more power than he actually would if they just would have drawn a line in the sand, but they haven't. So can they do that now, 2 weeks away from the opener? Like, you're basically advocating that it's 2:00, now it's 2:36, and you're done. If it were you in the negotiating suite, you'd be like, okay, this is our deadline, we're done, come play football. Can they do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't think they will.
They can. I mean, there's three possibilities. I don't even know if there's any trades on the table anymore. I don't know if other teams are still offering anything. Everybody's got games in less than 2 weeks. So I don't even know if anything's being offered anymore. But if you want to explore that, explore that. If not, whatever the most recent offer is on the table, or the highest one that you've offered Brandon, this is like, I'm not going to be a jerk about it. This is here. I'm not pulling any offers. That offer that we made you, that stands. When you're ready to grab it, we're here. And if you don't want to grab it, we're also here. You have a contract. You can play football for a lot of money this year, $14.1 million. You have directions to the field and everything, right? Yeah. Like, you don't even need MapQuest anymore, like, or Waze. You know exactly how to get here. You know where your locker is. There's a uniform in there, and the field is right outside. And you're welcome anytime. But that's the end of that. That's the end of any back and forth. Honestly, what on earth can still be said or offered? Well, it's all been offered.
Yeah, they've done it. They've gone through all of it. So it's all been offered. And if he's still saying no, then if I'm the Niners and you want to play hardball, then you pull the offer and you say the offer's been pulled. And so now you're going to play on your fifth year option. So, or not. And that's up to you. And you've got cut down day coming up here in 22 hours, 22 hours and 22 minutes. You have to decide who your 53-man roster is going forward. And you would like to know if he's going to be a contributing member or not of that roster.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hi, Dave. You're on with Willard and Dibs. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. Let's play a game, shall we?
Let's do it.
Got a minute?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So let's help make sense of this Ayuk situation. Let's look at it. Let's look at him as a player through a vacuum lens. Okay. I'll name some names, and you tell me you take that player, Ayuk. I'll be quick.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson.
I'll take Jefferson.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase.
Amon St. Brown.
Amon Ross St. Brown. Yep.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
I'll take the Lamb.
A.J. Brown.
I'll take A.J. Brown.
And again, this is you have an empty team. You need a receiver. You have no Kyle Shanahan. You have no other players. You just need a receiver. So I'm giving you names. Let's say Davante Adams.
I'll take Devontae.
Probably Devontae.
Yep.
Puka Nacua.
That one's interesting.
Yeah, I'll probably take Ayuk.
I like Puka, but that's only 1 year in. Yeah, and I mean, okay. Like Dave, there's also some circumstances here,
in
right?
Context, like, yeah.
Yeah, you're bringing up players who have never played in this system, so to me there is a nod in Brandon's favor in that he knows this system and has played very well in it.
Doesn't have to be this system, I'm just saying, in a vacuum. It can be your
okay.
team.
Okay,
Will is in. You know, doesn't have to be with Shanahan. Just in the vacuum. So my whole point is, is that we're making this big old hoopla about a guy who's not even, top five. Is he a good player? Yes. But this is getting embarrassing. Like, and these demands are wild. Like, bro, do you know how much pressure you're putting on yourself? Like, I don't think he realizes that. Like, all this hoopla, and say you guys get a deal done. Now, bro, you got to go perform. And every week, you got to be a top dog. Like, I don't know what a realistic expectation of his is. Like, what is it that you want? I can't pay you what CeeDee Lamb and Tyreek and Justin Jefferson. That's not doable. So I don't even know what this song and dance is about. The song is over. The song been over. It's either one way or the other. There's no more communication to be had at this point by both parties. And you guys just hit it. Like, all right, that's the offer. Either you play, we trade you, or you sit. There should be no more negotiation, okay? And it's as a fan, I don't know, bro. I'm just like, at first I was sad. Now I'm just like, this is funny. This is funny, you know. So, but hey, thanks for playing the game, y'all.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Dave.
I'm with him.
I do think that his logic, though, is flawed because you can't just do this in a vacuum. You have to do this within the context of what we're talking about, which is a Kyle Shanahan offense with two wide receivers and the fact that he has been here and he knows it and he's done it. So if you want to do in a vacuum, maybe Puka Nacua is a better receiver, but not for this offense because there's blocking and there's scheme knowledge and there's scheme fit. And, you know, like we talked about last week or the week before, and, you know, you played the Greg Cosell sound about just exactly what he means to this offense and what he brings to this offense and his route running and his scheme fit. All those things, I don't think that you can look at it in a vacuum like that. I mean, you can.
Well, right. He's just having fun. I mean,
and I love it. None of those was very fun.
None of those players are available to the Niners either.
Agreed. But the idea of where does he slot in, I think that he slots in higher in this offense than a lot of those other guys would because he knows it, he's done it, and he's proven it.
I think that's fair. I also think this is fair. Take a listen to this. I want you to listen real close now. I found this fascinating. Bill Belichick, respect him?
He's all right.
Okay. Belichick goes on Pat McAfee today, and I want all of you, this is about a minute and a half long. Listen to what he says about this entire idea of the goalposts of a contract moving when a player at the same position in another town gets a big contract. Because this has now come up, what, twice this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon was going to do 26, and then Amon-Ra happened. Oh, and then Jaylen Waddle happened. Hey, Niners, there's a new price in town. And now there's Justin and CD, and people are doing it again. You can love Belichick, you can hate Belichick. This is what he said with regard to how he handled it when players and agents tried to do that.
Hey, so whenever these deals happen around the league, when a deal happens and your general manager, your guy that's trying to figure out your people, you see these deals happen and you go, why is that what we're paying people now? Because it immediately affects your deals, right? Whenever that type of stuff happens somewhere else, those become the comps, that becomes a conversation. So then that becomes your headache for every single negotiation. So you're looking around whatever website, whether it's Pro Football Talk or ESPN or getting text messages, you see a deal get announced and you go, whoa, that's what we, and then you immediately see 10 headaches on your team. I got 10 guys better than that guy. That's going to, is that real? Is that like the reality of the business whenever you're in one of those positions?
I personally don't look at it that way, but I think, you know, the players do. And I think it certainly comes up in the conversation. My conversation to the players would always be, look, we can do what we can do. I can't control what another team paid somebody else or didn't pay somebody else. That's really out of my control. The only thing I can tell you is here's what we can do. And I would try to structure the contracts on the team I was coaching so that they were consistent. So you can come into me and say, well, you know, Bill's getting more than I am and I'm a lot better than he is. Then that creates a problem for me because, you know, you've made the decision on those numbers. So, you know, when somebody else throws out a number, you know, you have to deal with it. But in the end, it's not your number. So, you know, we can't negotiate. Look, every player is going to come in and say, well, this is the highest paid guy. Some of the team's getting it. You know, we want that. Well, you can't make everybody the highest paid guy based on contracts, you know, on 31 other teams in the league. It's impossible. So I try to structure it on what our team is. And if Brady's making less than, you know, a corner, there's something wrong, right? There's something wrong. And then that corner might leave and go somewhere else. But I can't pay a corner more than I'm paying my starting quarterback who's won 3 Super Bowls, you know, in 2010 or whatever.
Hey,
I've had that conversation.
I've had that conversation. Yeah. Has anybody stopped to think about that? Everyone's going, Waddle, Amon-Ra, and Jefferson, and CD, and Tyreek, and A.J. Brown. Everyone's doing all that. Anyone stop and think about Debo? Anyone? Anyone want to know how Debo would feel if Brandon goes flying by in terms of his contract, while Debo is clearly the team leader, has seniority, boombox guy, in the biggest games, right? Debo's the one, when he goes out of the lineup, holy crap, offense falls apart.
But I was told that we don't count each other's pockets. Well, so, I mean, Debo shouldn't have anything to say about what B.A. makes.
And maybe he doesn't. But,
and B.A.'s going to make 27 times what the quarterback makes?
Oh.
Are we going to only pay him $914,000
well,
because the QB's only making 9.25?
Obviously, Brock's about to get his turn. But Bill has a great point that I thought was best crystallized when Lamar Jackson was trying to negotiate with the Ravens last year. And it was very clear to me why that thing hit a pause. It hit a stop because Lamar was like, oh, did y'all see what Deshaun Watson got
exactly.
in Cleveland?
Exactly.
And the Ravens are absolutely correct to be like, Lamar, if Cleveland wants to be idiotic, we've got to let them be idiotic. That doesn't mean we should be idiotic.
That was one contract. This is about the market. And this is 7 contracts.
But I also think that the market is kind of idiotic. Like, Kyle Shanahan has every right to zig when others zag. If he's going to sit here and go, and you've talked about this, I think, really well throughout the last year and a half. We're a run-first team.
Exactly.
We're built on Christian McCaffrey and the Swiss Army knife of Deebo Samuel, and we are not going to react to the Dallas Cowboys, who are over here playing who gets the most attention every year, as opposed to trying to win football games. We're not going to the Dolphins are paying Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle and have their quarterback on podcasts talking about how their big goal last year was to get Tyreek 2000. How about being, I don't know, good?
Yeah.
How about trying to win playoff games?
I agree with you in terms of the ideology and the principle of it, but my question back would be, then why have you engaged in this hamster wheel of trade requests and up the offer? And if they really are offering $29 million and he's stuck on 30, then what are we doing?
No, it's a good question.
It's one thing to say, look, you want $27 million. We don't want to pay you. We're going to look to trade you in April before the draft, and we don't get an offer that we like. Okay, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not doing 27. We're not doing 25. We're doing 14.1. We're doing you play football.
Wow.
We'll see you in August.
Look, the leverage.
But they didn't do that.
The leverage he has, if you have to go find it, because we've done this all offseason, he is very good, and the timing suggests that the Niners don't want to mess with this year. But
they have.
I've long had questions about, all right, do you really want 5 more years of Brandon Ayuk at $30 million when you just drafted 2 receivers, including one of them in the first round? Your behavior does seem to run up against itself sometimes. Like, if you love Deebo and you draft 2 receivers, Is a long-term extension for Brandon the right thing? Maybe it is. Maybe you're going to cut Deebo after the year. I have no idea.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But the whole thing, the drafting of 2 receivers and then going up to 30 for Brandon, doesn't that feel sometimes like it's bouncing off of each other?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
To me. It makes no sense.
So I don't know. I'm with you.
We go back to April and we talked about Brandon or Deebo, not Brandon and Deebo, although you can do Brandon and Deebo until Brock gets paid and then it becomes a little bit more difficult. But for me, it was always about Brandon or Deebo. And then we all watched the receiver doc and we all realized, man, this is the boombox guy. And, you know, they've never said anything negative about Deebo, so maybe it was Deebo all along, yet you're still pursuing Brandon, even though Brandon was open to a trade and you had offers out there that you were ready to accept, but Brandon wouldn't accept a deal. So what are we doing?
I don't know.
Miscalculation sensation is what it is.
I agreed completely. I don't know how many times. I know where I'm coming from today. There's no question in my mind how this is going to resonate with y'all, that it's all like I'm just over here with my team-friendly take. I don't know how many different times I need to say this offseason that the Niners have really messed this up.
And you've always been pro-player in all this. You've never been anti-player, and you're still not anti-player now. I think all you're saying is, if you're the Niners, it's time to cut bait. Either fish or cut bait is the old expression.
And this one, to me, is different because we happen to know all of the different options that were presented to Brandon. You know, when people go, well, why aren't you mad at Trent? Because it's totally silent, and I don't even really, I don't know what it's about.
He chirped up over the weekend.
Oh, a little bit.
Yep.
I know he sent a report to Jeremy Fowler that, he might sit out week one if you don't get this figured out. I have no worries about it getting figured out. I have none. Does he want $10,000 more? Does he want three? I don't know what it's about. Plus, I don't even know if the Niners have offered him anything. But through the way that this one has played out, we happen to at least think that we know that the Patriots were offered, the Steelers were offered, the Browns were offered, the Commanders might have been offered, the Niners were offered, then the Niners were offered for more, and then the Niners were offered for more. And he said no to all of it.
All of it.
So what do I... Dude!
Yeah.
I don't know what's left. What's left?
What's left is for him to just come play football for 14.1 or not. And that's why I think that tomorrow is really where the deadline sits. The roster deadline's at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're 22 hours and 9 minutes away from the roster needing to be finalized, at least in the short term. So could they put him on the PUP list with this mysterious back injury? Could they trade him? Can they find a way to extend him before then? There's a long way to go between now and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, but something's got to give, because if you don't think that he wants to come in and play football for you right away, you need to have receivers on your team who want to come and catch the football.
Right, right. And again, and I do believe this, and you can feel the opposite if you want. And I try to say this repeatedly without making it sound dismissive to Brandon. There's no question in my mind that in terms of what's available, who is the best receiver opposite Deebo Samuel on the planet right now? It's obviously Brandon Ayuk. But the Niners are bigger than Ayuk. The Niners are more important to Ayuk than Ayuk is to the Niners. It's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's true in a macro sense, but if you don't have Brandon Ayuk and you don't replace him with anybody,
you're worse.
You are worse.
Yeah, of course.
You're worse enough to where you are not a Super Bowl team, in my opinion. If you go with Conley or Pearsall or Cowing or Taylor or Bell or Gray or whoever you want to put in there, Jawan Jennings, you could pick any other receiver that they have on the team. You can go to T.O. or T.O.'s kid, who has already been cut.
Right.
Whoever you want to put in there, you're not good enough, in my opinion, to still be a Super Bowl team.
Let's go to Jason in Santa Clara. Hi, Jason. What's good?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So lifelong Steelers fan, Bay Area transplant, been out here for 15 years. So I listen to you guys. I listen to, you know, the morning, at work and then driving home. So I appreciate everything you guys do. Love you. Check it out. As a Steelers fan, I do not want Brandon Ayuk on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I stay in touch with all my people back in Pittsburgh. I still listen to 937 The Fan. And nobody wants it. At this point, it is ridiculous. And in Pittsburgh, and you guys know that we don't really deal well with these whole contract dispute. You remember Le'Veon Bell? Oh, I want to get paid. And he went to Jets. What happened? Gone. Done. Antonio Brown. Enough said. Like, Mike Wallace. Went to Miami and I think died in, like, Baltimore. Like, fizzled out nowhere. Santonio Holmes. Super Bowl MVP. I want money. Yeah, how'd that work out for you? Gone. Done. Plexico Burress. Yeah, I want more money. What kind of worked out for him? He went to New York and got a Super Bowl ring and then subsequently shot himself and went to prison. So what I'm saying is I don't want this drama. The Steelers already suck, okay? The Steelers already suck. They're going to be lucky to win 6 games. Russell Wilson is hot garbage. Justin Fields, hot garbage. George Pickens doesn't know how to be a number one. Brandon Ayuk is a great, I mean great, number 3 receiver. He's a really good number 2. He is not getting paid as a number 1, and he is not a number 1, and he will not be a number 1 on any team. That's all I got, man. Love you guys. Peace.
Jason, thanks. Okay. I wonder how much that factors into all of this, you know? Like, we're sitting here, there's always 2 ways at minimum to look at all of this, and the Brandon Ayuk camp is probably like, look at these numbers. Look at this 1,300 yards with very few targets. And the Niners can come right back the other way and go, like, we can look at our offense and you're not a true number one receiver.
Yeah, we have 4 number ones.
We don't operate that same way. And you know, couldn't you rally right back and go, I mean, like, the number of targets you get is not only dependent on how much we are or are not throwing the ball, but it's, how much are you open? How much do we trust that we can just throw it to you when you're covered? I mean, there's always a different perspective on this. And I tend to agree in a large sense with what he just said there. Brandon is not a traditional, physical, overwhelming number one receiver. I agree with that.
Yet they've offered him money that would be commensurate with him being a number one.
He's so great on this team.
Where's the disconnect then? If he's really not a number one, then you wouldn't be offering him $29 million a year.
They want to win the Super Bowl this year, and he's the best fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you would have him play on his fifth-year option and say, suck it up, well, Buttercup. Yeah. You're not going to give the guy $29 million a year for four years if you don't think that he's your number one.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Come on, way it's going. 2 years from now, $29 million will be the 58th highest-paid receiver in the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.